This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, so before I get to the people, I want to read this to you. And before you turn away and shudder when I tell you who it is, just this is measured, okay? I think it's decently measured for this guy. I received a text from Jeff Rieger. He's a P1 of the show. He's listening. Quote, the Tigers were 24-10 once they kicked Javi to the 60-day IL. That's factual. If he's on the team this season, there's zero reason for people to care about this team. Close quote. Is that really what the audience feels, Rico?
Yeah.
Like, have I gone to acceptance phase and I shouldn't?
Yeah, you've gone to acceptance phase, Mike, because I think you did all the yelling and screaming that you could and nothing happened. So now, you know what? Whatever. If you want to bring him back, do what you want to do. You're not listening to me. But yes, when all of a sudden you're seeing memes out there of Sister Jean striking out Javi, you've reached rock bottom.
When you showed me that last year, bar none, one of the funniest things I saw all year. I admit it. I know that was unbelievable. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Kevin, 97.1. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Thanks for the topic. Thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Oh, please.
I think what we're seeing here is a strategy to just try to do some damage control on the losses. I think that they're using the surgery and they're going to strategically place him in situations that they think he can be. I mean, he might just crap his pants and there's no helping. But maybe if they could put him in situations where it doesn't look that bad anymore, maybe they could just save a couple million bucks at the end of the day. And this is just a strictly, you know, a bottom line kind of strategy to you know, have this one last ditch effort to get out of it.
I don't think you're totally crazy. I don't. And realistically, look, it's been so bad. It's been so egregious, Kevin. You're right. That even moderate improvement. Like if Javi's just bad, but within shouting distance of below average, they can justify it. Because the alternative is lighting the money on fire. I mean, I'm with you. I would never run my ball club this way. But we know what they're doing. That's how you end up with Maeda. It's how you end up with Alex Cobb. It's how you end up with Gleyber Torres. They are waiting for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this is, how do we patchwork this until McGonagall season, you know, All-Star break 26 or whatever it's going to be? I don't have to like it, but I think that's what they're doing, Kev.
Yeah, no, I tend to have to agree with you there. And it's like, I just try to tread the line of, you know, where am I going to be at, you know, in my state of mind? Because I'm a baseball guy. You know, I got seats and I'm down at the park. I live here. This is the team that I have to watch.
Sure.
And I think that they're trying something. So I can't go into this. I'm not going to care. And if he's out there, then forget about it. It's like, well, damn. Then now I don't have baseball. Then you know what I mean. Now what?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm a true.
Well, like here, stay with me for this. So stay with me for this. Here, what if there's a, this is how sick this is. By the way, Rico, Kevin, both, and all of Detroit. Hear me when I'm saying this. Everybody, stick with me. So if you take out of his three seasons in Detroit, if you took the middle ground, meaning not his first year here where he was, I'll be polite, he was below average, but it wasn't vomit inducing. Mm-hmm. Then you started to throw up in 2023. By 24, you averted your eyes. He had an OPS plus of 91 his first year here. Then 63, then last year, the lowest OPS plus and the lowest OPS in the history of the sport, 46. What if he just repeated 2023? Would that be enough for you to be a 0.7 war player?
Yeah, you know what, Kevin, I can't speak for you. The bar is so low that, yes, that would be enough for me. And it's not that I'm not going to watch the Tigers. It's just the frustration, Kevin. That's where I'm at. It was like me watching the basketball game last night. Am I going to keep watching State? Yes.
Yeah.
Was I frustrated that they couldn't hit a three-pointer? Absolutely.
We'll take that.
Yeah,
Kev,
no,
would you sign up for that?
Oh, sign up for what, Mike?
The middle ground.
I would sign up for the middle ground. I still think it's a means to an end. I don't think they're going to be like, All right, now we can keep this guy around. I still think it's a way to ship him out and just try to recuperate some money and move forward, and Scott Harris gets to be the hero. He is a smart baseball guy. I don't think he gets enough credit. He is smart. But you can be too smart, I guess, at the same time.
Both things can be true, that he's a smart baseball man, but I do not like the way they're going about things, which, if they're being totally honest with everyone, it's that, wait for the kids. Last year was a happy accident. You know, last year was Kenny Cott. He blacked out. Somehow he dropped the best pickup line he ever had, and he scored. Happy accident. He don't remember a lot of it, but it's a happy accident.
Right. They couldn't repeat it if he tried.
Right. They weren't. Right. Or he had a good hair night, but he can't replicate it. That's last year. Because otherwise, this was going to be a long build.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
And I think every decision they've made, you know, again, the argument I got into with people last year was like, look, Wyatt Langford should have been the pick. Well, if we took him, we don't get McGonagall. I don't care, because I'm not sitting here waiting for 2026 or 27 when I can put a guy in my lineup now, a guy who was good enough for the World Series champs to be batting cleanup for a lot of the year. And again, I'm not telling you he's Babe Ruth, but I have a different approach to it. All the while, you know, you're sitting here and you don't know when Max Clark comes up or when McGonagall comes up, and you sure as hell don't know if they're any good. So look, the reason I say it, I'll land the plane. I'm sorry, Rico. It's just, yes, Scott Harris is smart. He can be both smart, and yet we have a right as a fan base or baseball people to not necessarily agree with every move he makes. I don't like the kicking the can down the road, to use Rico's phrase. And you're right with Javi. It just, it does. It feels like, well, what if we could steal $4 million in value? It's just like,
hey, look,
really?
How low the bar is. We're just, okay, can you just do this? And then I'll be okay with it.
I'm so glad you said that, because that is the ultimate acceptance phase, Mike. I cannot accept the middle ground for Javi. I get it. And I said I'm not going to yell, but that's not what I'm going to take. No.
What? Oh, hey, Pontiff, what do you want from me?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to tell?
I don't know.
Do you think I'm happy? Listen, here's the role I'm playing. I'm the doctor, and I have to walk in and tell Nona in front of her family she's got 2 weeks to live. What do you want from me? This is not my design.
Well, can
this
we
doesn't
at least
pump me up.
We can't get 17 days out of it.
Well, maybe we'll steal a little value. Maybe she can make raviolis one more time. I don't know. I don't know what you people want from me.
No, but
David,
it just feels as if it's just not even acceptance phase. It's just throwing your hands up in the air, like whatever phase. All right, sure, whatever. I don't care anymore.
I've kind of reached that place. David, on the ticket text, please, and then we'll get some football.
I unfortunately fully expect Javi to play on opening day, and instead of throwing chairs in my anger, it'll be throwing cars instead.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Ryan says, I personally hope Harvey is still here. Root for radio. We already get Patricia and his moo-moo going to Ohio State. I want Root for Radio BOGO.
I love how our anguish and, you know, general hypertension is what people are rooting for. Fantastic.
Screw Javi, worst player in baseball. He will be starting opening day, typical Tigers. Jeff from Pinckney. Another person says, I believe Baez will be on the opening day roster, but he will have a really short leash. If he can't find his bat in 3 weeks, he's done.
You know, that's not a bad take. It's not, because then at that point, you can go to your bosses and say, hey, you know, you wanted me to give it a try. Well, here it is. Can't help you. 1901 Society's not very happy.
Yeah, but see, it kind of feels like the Wings at the beginning of the year. You knew you needed to fire the coach. Why are we giving him the added runway? Why not just do it now?
Because this is what people do in this town. This is what these owners do.
No, I'm just saying, I'd rather not waste the 3 weeks, and maybe that you may need those games to get into the playoffs, but sure, why not? And once again, we've reached a point where whatever.
John in Canton says, Javi needs to be cut, addition by subtraction, and surprise, surprise, Alex Cobb is already hurt.
Whoever would have thought it?
Mike, Rico, unfortunately, I do see Baez making this roster come opening day. We need Sweeney, though, to push Baez off the roster, if that's what it's going to take. Just play so well that Hinch and Harris realize it's impossible to platoon Baez.
Listen, if there's, can I just use a round number without like being like held up here, because it's not totally accurate?
Go ahead.
All right. So just say there's 700 plate appearances for the season. At shortstop, just a round number. Look, Baez is never going to play against righties, ever. Ever. So basically, you can go through long droughts where you don't face a lefty, And if you do, maybe he's just the guy who gives Sweeney a break. I mean, in the end, would you say 75% of the at-bats go to Sweeney? It's sink or swim?
Yeah.
Because, again, I think the problem is people think he's something special.
I don't. But I could tolerate a lot with him because he's young, because he still has time to develop. He has time to get better. I think Javi is on the decline. We've seen the best part of him, and it's only going to get worse.
The games that will kill this city are when Torque and Javi are both in the lineup. That's really going to cause some indigestion for people. All right, let's get to the football, and we've got a Lions story to talk. Are you okay? I know.
No, I'm saying with Glaber at second.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.